The goals of laceration repair are to achieve hemostasis, avoid infection, restore function to the involved tissues, and achieve optimal cosmetic results with minimal scarring. Definitive laceration management depends on the time since injury, the extent and location of the wound, available laceration repair materials, and the skill of the physician. Guidelines for seeking surgical consultation for laceration repair are presented in Table 1. At Dentsply Sirona, we are focused on empowering dental professionals to provide better, safer, faster dental care. We work with them to envision what's possible, then provide innovative solutions to achieve it. Education and support help move each procedure forward, ensuring these benefits are realized. Just as lifelong learning is a core value for dental professionals worldwide, education is at the core of our mission. Horizon puts patients first. We're committed to improving lives by identifying and bringing to market medicines that address unmet medical needs, but our commitment extends beyond our medicines. At our core, we believe science and compassion must work together to transform lives, and we strive to provide the education and support patients and their caregivers need. Learn more about our disease awareness and advocacy efforts, explore disease education, and access patient support and savings programs. You know, the things you probably think of as science, like biology or physics or chemistry, can seem a world apart from sociology. But sociology is a type of science. It's just not one that uses beakers or microscopes. Rather than investigating the physical, natural world, sociology explores the social world. After all, a science is any practice that uses a systematic method of observation to gain knowledge. I'm looking over Ms. Balmer's chart and I don't see a note about the furosemide dosage. She said Dr. Gardner suggested changing it last week during her visit.
I know she had an appointment, but I don't know if Dr. Gardner increased the dosage for her.
Please check with him. I recommend a 30 milligram dose, but let's make sure Dr. Gardner agrees before calling it into the pharmacy. And please, don't forget to make a note in her chart.